Democrats who are concerned about the environmental impact of the Foxconn bill have been pushing for a number of changes in the incentives package. GOP Committee Chair Adam Neelan says he took those concerns into consideration as Republicans amended the bill.
And I think that we have gone back and worked to improve every single one of those bullet points, things like changes to the wetland language.
Neelan's revised bill requires that if Foxconn impacts a wetland in the process of building or operating its factory, the DNR must try to find a way to mitigate for that impact within the same watershed instead of somewhere else in the state. Representative Todd Onstead, a Democrat, acknowledged the change to the wetland clause was a step in the right direction, but said he still has a list of concerns. He tried addressing them through a series of amendments during Monday's meeting. Onstead represents Kenosha. Foxconn is considering it or neighboring Racine County as possible factory sites. Onstead wants to require a study of the short and long-term impacts of the Foxconn operation through a process called an environmental impact statement. Onstead also suggested Foxconn be required to establish a mitigation fund, saying taxpayers should not bear the financial burden if the Taiwanese company one day leaves a blighted brownfield behind.
I think that it is unbelievably important that we set aside some money in the event that remediation becomes necessary. I think that your constituents are a lot like our constituents, and that the environmental impacts are certainly important to ours as well as yours.
Representative Amanda Stuck, a Democrat representing Appleton, ran down a checklist of selling points she thought might convince Republicans to agree to Onstead's environmental protections.
When they have a healthy environment, workers are going to be healthier and more productive. In terms of attracting people who want to actually work in Wisconsin, nobody wants to live and work in communities that are disgusting and polluted. Tourism, that's a huge industry here. And if we start going down this road of selling off our environment to the highest bidder to come in, that just isn't going to work, and actually it's going to hurt our economy in the long run.
But Republican Representative Shannon Zimmerman of River Falls said the proposed Foxconn plant is a good business deal for the state, and those deals require both incentives and compromise.
We can look at potential negative implications to the environment. We talked during public hearing about that. That mattered a lot to me as well. I don't want to see our waterways compromised. Good work has been done on a bipartisan basis to see that we would resolve those issues. Maybe not perfectly, but show me the ideal, the perfect deal. It doesn't exist because there is risk. We talked about risk.
Republican committee members rejected all of the Democrats' proposed changes. In the end, the vote for the committee chair's version passed, split right down party lines, 8-5. The legislation heads to the full assembly Thursday. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.